radio on your phone for high school sports.
Same problem. Well, good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are here at the UD Arena. Fans filing in, using phones left and right, shooting video, taking pictures, talking to people. If you lose us for a brief second or two here at the outset, that's the reason. We may be in competition with the nearest Verizon tower. We are on our MiFi unit. It worked well during the Rushi District Championship game two nights ago. Should be fine tonight. Looks like our laptop has settled down, and we should be in good shape. We've got the Jackson Center Tigers against Cincinnati College Prep. Jackson Center 24-1, 24 straight victories since the season opening setback to Rushi. Cincinnati College Prep has a mark of 16-6 on the year, and like Rushi had to do a deal with the Go Southwest District Player of the Year in D4, Jackson Center's got the same. Tyler Galooch, Springfield Catholic, earned that honor, as did College Prep's Josh Marshall. 6-foot senior, 25.5 points a game. Tigers will have to slow him down, that is for sure. Donald Bailey, 6'4 forward, a senior, averaging 13 a game, was injured midseason. He's been lost since. College Prep missed his rebounding and scoring. The go-to guy on the inside is Kendall Anthony, a 6'4 sophomore, averaging 6 points and 6 rebounds. Jackson Center Tigers on a roll, streaking with outstanding team play, great shooting. The club is above 40% shooting threes on the year, 73% at the free throw line. The names of Hartle, Fark, Roberts, all right around 39% behind the arc. Jace Mullenauer at 49. Jackson Center is a team to beat, ranked second in the state. And Rushi was number 5 coming into this district tournament. College Prep nowhere to be found, having lost 6, but it's a team, Chuck, which upset Cincinnati Christian on a buzzer beater at the wire to win the sectional. That was 10 days ago.
Yep.
That's a long time to be off.
Well, I mean, okay, you rest your legs. The hard part for a coach is figuring out how much practice you want to do, because you don't want to run them for 10 days of practice. They're already tired. It's a long season. But I think, you know, mentally maybe it might be tough, a little bit tougher to get back at it after sitting 10 days. I wouldn't want that much time off.
Jackson Center played, last Saturday night? Nipped Fort Loramie 52-46. Heck of a game.
A great game.
Caleb Maurer almost willed Fort Loramie to the victory, but the Tigers were up to the task. Crucial free throws, big jump shots made in the last 4 or 5 minutes of that game by the Orange and Black to preserve the win.
Yeah, but I want to say about Caleb Maurer, that was the best performance that I saw all year by a single basketball player.
This Jackson Center team, by the way, has had real good luck in district and regional play against Cincinnati schools, namely Cincinnati Christian. In 2020, Jackson Center beat Cincy Christian in the regional semifinal 40-30. There was no regional championship that year. The Tigers were to play a real good Wellington club out of Columbus. Of course, the pandemic struck, and the OHSAA-sponsored tournament was canceled. Way back in 2016, Jackson Center defeated Cincinnati Christian, again, not College Prep, but Cincy Christian, in a game like this, won a district final by a score of 46-43. And in 2013, Jackson Center beat Cincinnati Christian 64-53 in a district game. So the Tigers have fared well against clubs coming up from Cincy Sectionals for a number of years. It was Taylor High School in Cleves. This year, Cincinnati Princeton. So head coach Kyle Elkert rolled the dice and said, we'll take that path. We'll lock horns with another Cincinnati sectional winner. So here we are tonight.
Right. And I mean, it's a good choice. We'll find out if it was a great choice in the next 32 minutes. But I think there was a choice they needed to make. It gives them a better opponent in the regional first round.
Yes,
but you know, it's like throwing your number two pitcher in the semifinals. If you don't get to the finals, it doesn't really matter. So this needs to be their best effort tonight.
Yeah, the probable opponent for Jackson Center in the regional semifinal next Tuesday in the first game would be Columbus Patriot Academy, which is playing, I think, tomorrow in a district championship in Columbus. I believe it's tomorrow. It might be tonight. I could be mistaken. And, of course, Rushi's already punched its ticket to the regional semifinal, as has Troy Christian. They collide next Tuesday at Kettering-Fairmont-Trent Arena.
That'll be a good one.
In the second game at 8. The first game will be the winner of this contest against the Central District winner coming out of the number 2 sectional / district in Columbus. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key ones, important building components for Cincinnati College Prep. Make sure that Josh Marshall gets 20-plus. He's averaging 26. Co-Southwest District Player of the Year in D4. Jackson Center will exercise its great team defense. Tigers only giving up about 8.5 points per quarter all year long. Amazing defense, especially over the last 10 games by Jackson Center, which will use a lot of motion to free up players for elbow jumpers. And when the opportunity arises, break the ball down the floor. Could be a fast-paced game. Of course, the Jackson Center Tigers, 11-1 co-champs of the Shelby County Athletic League. Only twice in the last dozen years, I think, has a team won the SCAL with a 12-0 mark. Of course, Botkins did it last year. And then you've got to go all the way back to, 2011 and 12 when the Jackson Center Tigers did it. And Jackson Center was 12-0 in the league that season, went 27-1, won 27 straight, lost in the state title game to Berlin Highland. That's how tough it is to go unbeaten in the Shelby County Athletic League. Not too often does a school from Cincinnati get to play a D4 club of this caliber, ranked number 2 in the state. But Cincinnati College Prep does compete in a pretty challenging Cincinnati Metro Athletic Conference with the likes of Taft, Woodward, Withrow, Western Hills. But College Prep is in the blue division with Riverview East, a club that beat College Prep twice. Riverview East was ousted two nights ago by Troy Christian, just to give you a little bit of perspective. College Prep averaging 60 points a game, giving up 40 on a 4-game win streak here late in the campaign. Jackson Center Tigers, Chuck, terrific combination of offense and defense, the likes of which you got to believe Cincinnati College Prep has not seen all year.
Well, they haven't. Yeah, they haven't seen this well-rounded of a team. They're going to be able to, I think Camden Reese will probably start out on Marshall. He's got to stay out of foul trouble, but I think that'll be who guards him.
Yep.
But I think you're right. They're going to be surprised at the quickness that Jackson Center shows them.
Nolan Clark starts at a wing for Jackson Center, 6'2 senior, 11 points a game. Chase Mullenhauer, 5 feet, 10 inches tall, 15 points a game, senior. Grant Elkert, 6'2 senior, he's averaging 3.5 a game. Bryson Roberts at nearly 6 a game. Bryson, a 6-foot senior. And, of course, Camden Reese, 6 feet, 3 inches tall, senior. He is tough on the boards, 5 rebounds, averaging close to 6 points per game. Tigers red hot shooting behind the arc this year at right around 40 percentile. And Cincinnati College Prep shoots threes at 33%. Cincinnati College Prep does not win the tip. It is Jackson Center getting it in backboard. It's Grant Elkert who starts up the floor, hands to Mullenhauer, who throws into the lane, picked off of Marshall. Marshall streaking down the court all the way to the rim. There's that Coast Southwest District College Player of the Year, but he missed it, hit the iron. Long rebound batted out, and College Prep controls. Turnover Tigers, first possession. College Prep got a run out, but erred on the shot. Here's a deep three, left flank, but College Prep, yes, sir. Knocked down by Jameer Davis, a six-foot freshman. 3-0 College Prep at the outset. The Tigers shoot it from behind the arc, better than College Prep on the year. But the Lions, as they're called, nail one to kick this game off. Here's another bad pass to Jackson Center. Telegraphed by Fark into the post to Reese. Picked off by Marshall. Look at him go. And he backpedals to the rim. Goes up with the left hand and hits it. And it's 5-0.
That's just two really bad pass choices to start the game for Jackson.
Chuck, just what you talked about in the pregame. Have to avoid silly mistakes, giveaways. And right out of the chute, the Tigers have gifted
5 points.
College Prep a couple possessions. Inbounding far side of the floor, Roberts, who is hooked on the play out near midcourt. Common foul against College Prep. Here's Camden Reese, 30 feet away. Marshall on him. Hit the elbow on the left. It is passed by Mullenauer to Reese. Now Roberts at the UD logo, 30 feet away. Josh Marshall, handsy, the opening five with Camden Reese. Power down the right side of the lane. He got around the big man, Kendall Anthony, the 6'4 soft, and laid it in off the window. 5-2, College Prep in the lead to 3. Here's Jameer Davis. Marshall hoists the 3, air ball way short. Rebound Mullenauer to Reese. Reese into the top of the key, foul line. Backs his man down, gives it up on the arc to Roberts. Little give and go with Mullenauer. Oh, a nifty steal. Taken away by Rico Johnson. Johnson, a 6-foot junior. Marshall, a 6-foot senior. Hansie Thomas, a 6'1 junior. Jameer Davis, a 6-foot freshman. Kendall Anthony, a 6'4 soft. Here's an errant throw by College Prep. Steal by Jackson Center. Quickly down the floor, Elkert. Hits the trailer, Camden Reese. And he is hit hard on the shoulder as he goes to the rack.
I like Marshall's hair. I might try that with mine. Oh, he's limping. He don't know if he rolled an ankle or what, but he looks like he's banged up a little bit.
Either that or a cramp. He's wearing a lot of red in that black hairdo. 5-2, College Prep. 5:31 to go first quarter. Free throw, Camden Reese. Front rim, backboard, and in. Soft touch.
If I had that red in my gray hair, I'd look like Ohio State.
There you go. Second shot by Reese is on the way. In again. 5-4 after College Prep netted the first five. Tigers have scored 4 unanswered. With the basketball, 30 feet out, it's Eric Evans. 6-foot freshman is in. Evans hands it off to Marshall, deep left corner. Out back to Jameer Davis. Marshall retreats to the timeline. 5:08 to go, first quarter. College Prep taking its time. They spread the floor for Marshall. Here he goes, into the top of the circle, foul line. He's tied up, throws it back out. A restart. 25 feet away, it's Evans. Hands off to Rico Johnson. Tennessee College Prep, very patient. Jackson Center with a dogging defense. College Prep working the clock, leading by a point. 4:42 to go in the first. Not necessarily what we expected. Here's Marshall, settles for the long left-handed 3. Around and out, no good. Terrific offensive rebound by Rico Johnson. The 6-foot junior skied over everybody and laid it back through. 7-4 in favor of Cincinnati College Prep. Quickly down the floor, it's Elkert inside to Reese. Reese powers to the rim, muscles inside, 4-2. 7-6, College Prep up 1, 4:06 to go here in the first. Chuck, as you highlighted in the pregame, Tigers cannot afford to allow Cincy Prep to own the offensive glass. That's how they got the last basket. Here's a long 3 by a falling down Marshall. High on the left. It's short. Rebound to Fark. Stops and pops. 21-footer in and out. Lift the rim. Rebound College Prep taken down by Evans. And a timeout is called. 3:42 to go in the first. Tigers down 1 on scores. Broadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Well, after the timeout called by head coach Reggie Revels of College Prep, the Lions take the floor once again, leading by 1-7-6, 3.5 to go opening period. Co-Southwest District Player of the Year in D4, Marshall, sizes up a long three. His southpaw line driver is short, sprays off the rim, out of bounds in the corner. No rebound to be had.
He's no Riley Sagister, I'll tell you that, shooting the threes.
3:22 left. Opening stanza, Jackson Center brings it up the floor against full court pressure to Fark in the middle to Camden Reese, to Elkert, back to Fark. Fark in the right corner. Baseline right to big 6'5 soft Reed Blatfoot, who's checked in. To Fark, he knifed through the lane, goes to pick up, laid it up short, hindered a bit, hit the last second, rebound down to College Prep. Quickly in the left corner go the Lions. Couple players slide to the floor. Reese was there, or was he? Nope. Defensive foul. Jameer Davis took it to the hole. It is common. Inbound of a College Prep. Baseline left. 2:55 to be played. First period. 7-6 Lions over the Tigers. Outside the arc, high right, Rico Johnson. Roberts on him. Rico near midcourt, retreating with the ball, is Hansy Thomas. Ball fed down low to number zero. That's Eric Evans, 6-foot freshman. Nice little banker, 6-footer, up and good.
Well, I've got totally different names than you do from the book.
Here's a steal at midcourt, taken away by Rico Johnson. Rico Johnson with a theft. Hands off to Marshall. Marshall scoots into the paint. Good defense by Jackson Center. It is ruled a jump or a foul. Nope. It's tutored against the Tigers. 2 minutes, 22 seconds left to go here in the opening period. 9-6 in favor of Cincy College Prep. And it was said to be in the act of shooting. Josh Marshall at the stripe. Free throw by him. Swish. 10-6 in favor of College Prep. Cincy College Prep, the home club of the scoreboard, white on the floor with dark blue and gold trim. Jackson Center in that gray that Chuck and I both like, gray from top to bottom. Orange numbers, some black highlights. Free throws good, 11-6 College Prep. Here's Jackson Center breaking pressure down the floor to Fark. Hesitates in the lane. Might have been fouled on the elbow. Missed it from 8 feet. Rebound to College Prep. Not a good start for the Tigers, who missed a couple or three chippies down well below the bottom of the foul circle.
Well, Fark's been fouled on both of his shots they didn't call.
College Prep ahead by 5. Here's a pull-up J by Marshall. Faked the 3. Took the 16-footer. It clanged off the iron. Rebound to Reese. Reese at midcourt against Evans. Low post left to Blatfoot. And with his arms around Blatfoot is Jameer Davis of College Prep. Common foul. Tigers will throw in. Baseline left. 1:39 to go here in the first quarter. The 11-6 College Prep in the lead. Fark will play it in. Baseline left of the goal. Finds Mullenauer, deep left corner. To Reese right in front of us. Not sure Jace has had a shot yet, Chuck.
He hasn't.
Mullenauer, Fark, who comes way out high between the rings. Mullenauer being guarded tightly by Johnson. Here's Reed Blackfoot, 25 feet away, I should say. Now to Fark, top of the circle. Ball under his armpit. Throws to Roberts, deep left corner. He jettisons a three, short. Nice rebound, Blackfoot. Right back to Roberts on the inside. Missed a five-footer. And College Prep's got the board. Tigers not sharp. They've missed some fairly close-in makeable jumpers. And are down 11-6 with 50 seconds to go in the first. Out of the arc, it's Marshall. Fart greets him. Reese on the hedge. Marshall still bouncing. Retreats toward the UD logo. Down in the left corner to Hansie Thomas. Overshoots a 22-footer. Weak side rebound, Jackson center. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Reese storms down the lane. Hits the trailer, Mullenauer. Hooks it up and in as he barged through the paint. Off the window with the left hand. 22 seconds left in the first. 11-8 College Prep. They'll play for one. Here's Jameer Davis. Davis gives it up on the arc to Marshall. Out back to Davis. And he hurls in a long three ball. All net. 3 seconds left, opening period. Bark hustles down the floor into the right corner. Had a shot, but coughed up the ball. And the buzzer sounds, ending the opening period. And it belonged to Cincinnati College Prep, 14-8 after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Bark to work. Bark Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Bark to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Bark Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, V-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
So many thanks to Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. If you're looking to make an impact in both your job and your community, consider a career with a growing company, Osgood Bank. Osgood's caring, team-oriented, and customer-centric culture puts people first. It's these attributes that make Osgood a special and meaningful place to work. Osgood Bank has openings in branch management and customer service. Benefits include medical, dental care, and paid time off. Go to osgoodbank.com. Learn more about these positions. Osgood Bank, do well, be good. Member FDIC. Here's Jackson Center's Reese down the lane. Left corner, Fark. He takes aim on a three ball, way short. Rebound down to College Prep as we open up action here in quarter number two. 14-8, College Prep in the lead. Midcourt, Jameer Davis hits a cutter. Marshall nice. In the lane. Oh, a nice pocket pass to Eric Evans. He's got the gimme on the inside. 16-8, College Prep. Long throw over the top of pressure into the right corner, and Jackson Center fumbles it away, out of bounds. Was it touch by College Prep? Yep. Lucas Hartle in, 5'11 junior for the Tigers, who must get untracked. Prep has doubled the score, 16-8, a minute gone here in quarter number two. Camden Reese, top of the key, right side to Fark. Fark fakes right, goes left. He's at the elbow. Spins, cuts into the lane. Scoops it up and in. Nolan Fark on the goal. 16-10. Tigers trail by six. 6:50 left here in the opening half of this game. Marshall walks it to midcourt. Marshall's quick, Chuck. Not impressed with the shooting, though.
His outside shooting, not great, but boy, does he get to the rim, and he's a good passer.
Yep, from the perimeter, he has not been on the mark. Been way off on most of his shots, but you're right. He's got the hops, and he will look for his teammates. Nice facilitator In fact, the Lions threw the ball around, thought about going inside, and said, well, let's throw it back out to Marshall and re-begin the attack. 6:11 to go, second quarter, 16-10 in favor of College Prep. Marshall dribbling. Reese has him. Step back three. Marshall in the air. Hits the back frame. Long rebound gobbled up by Fark. Cherry picking other way. Camden Reese, it's too far, but he saves it. Back into Elkert. Possession still alive. Ball thrown to Mullenauer. High post. He's tripped on the play. Tell you what, Chuck, what we're seeing, passes Jackson Center normally completed without too much difficulty during the season. The quickness of College Prep not allowing for all of those throws to reach the receiving player.
Well, they have to adjust because the person you're throwing the ball to has to come to the ball. You can't stand and wait for it because they're not.
Very well said. Inbounded Tigers. Low on the right, Camden Reese. Yeah. He muscles to the rim. Overshoots it. No good. Tipped up and in, I think, by Mullenauer. Reese was there, too. Both of them got their hands on it. First shot was pitched up there by Reese. He and Mullenauer crashed the boards, and it's 16-12, four straight points for the Tigers. Reese may have gotten credit for it. 5:26 to go here in the second quarter. College Prep dribbling 30 feet away. Coming out to catch is Marshall. Boy, Marshall takes about 90% of the dribbles.
Yeah, he's got the ball full time, doesn't he?
He
would if he played for me, too.
Here's Jameer Davis, 30 feet away on the right. Oh, a Houdini sleight of hand steal by Mullenauer. He's got a man on the left, takes it to the rim all the way, overshoots it, but he is powered into from behind, chasing the play. Was Hansie Thomas. He had a big-time piece of him in the act of shooting. Mullenauer's got two free throws coming. Jace had a trailer. Don't know if he saw him or not. Foul shot to Mullenauer is swished. 16-13, five straight to Jackson Center. Tigers well over 70% on the year at the free throw stripe, about 73 to be exact. And the Lions head coach Revels takes a timeout. 5 minutes left, second quarter. Jackson Center down three on scores. Broadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. Testosterone levels in men have plummeted 25% in the last two decades, and no one's talking about it. And it affects weight gain, early signs of aging, even depression and mood. And I think it's because everyone thinks you need to eat a bunch of salad or take synthetic hormones. But that's far from the truth. Let's disrupt healthcare in Shelby County. Join me at victrushealth.com/free consult. That's VICTRESS health.com/free consult.
So many thanks to our newest underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. It's Francis Manufacturing, 500 East Main in Rushi. All the staff in 46. Francis Manufacturing produces castings nationwide. Capabilities include castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Francis, proud to support. I promote them. Well, the timeout by Cincinnati College Prep's head coach, picks number two, and Jackson Center's on a string of six in a row. Once trailing 16-8, it's Prep with 4:50 to go here in the second quarter. Bounce pass outside the arc on the left to Rico Johnson. High right, Jameer Davis. Here's Hansie Thomas catching, swivels it straight away to Marshall. Co-Southwest District Player of the Year, along with Tyler Galuch in Division IV. Two-point lead, Jackson Center, and College Prep is doing all it can to keep this score down and slow down Jackson Center's pace. Tigers this year, more often than not, have preferred to move the football. Up and down the field with long passes.
That's going to be a tough dribble out here tonight for sure.
But Jackson Center is being stalled out so far. Lengthy possessions by College Prep. Working time off the clock. 30 feet away handling the basketball is Hansie Thomas. He goes to the foul line, and Grant Elkert blocks it and takes it away. Elkert pulls up, shoots the three. Bingo! Bingo! 17-16, Jackson Center.
Pretty impressive. Got the block, grabbed the ball, hit the three. That was all Grant Elkert.
Both ends of the floor, Elkert excelled. Nine straight for the Tigers. Deep three, left corner, bumped up there by Rico Johnson. Missed it, no good. Run out, Jackson center, reverse layup. It's good by Jace Bullenauer. Wow, that long rebound flew off the back iron way out near the UD logo, and away with the Tigers. 11 straight for Jackson Center. Here's a floater, a runner in the lane, but Marshall, it is bouncing, no good. Elkert clears the board. Elkert over the timeline. Back to the basket, hand off to Bryson Roberts. 2:55 to go, second quarter. Near side, Mullenauer. He has got a seam down the lane, banked it up, no, but a foul against College Prep. Two free throws here for Mullenauer.
Wow. Quite a difference now here after they came out here in the second quarter.
What a momentum change. And you can see why Cincinnati College Prep has been doing a lot of holding the basketball. They obviously fear the pep in the step for the Jackson Center Tigers, who are rolling now and leading 20-16 after a Mullenauer made free throw. Again, a 16-8 lead at 1 point. 12 in a row with the Tigers. Mullenauer, high arching foul shot, all court again. Yep, let's see what Cincinnati College Prep does now. You can't hold the ball when you're down by five. Can't hold it for very long anyway. Here's a weave out high. Rico Johnson, Hansie Thomas, and we got a moving screen on the Lions. Jackson Center will take it. Cincinnati College Prep pulled a light upset in the sectional championship, winning on a buzzer beater over the slight favorite Cincinnati Christian. That's the club everybody thought Jackson Center would face here in this district championship. Didn't materialize. Lou Mullenauer at midcourt, nearly over and back. Beats pressure, drives into the lane, blocked out of bounds. 21 baseline left to the rim. Ball will be inbounded by Bryson Roberts. And right up outside the lane on the left. Official said, separate, please. Roberts peers in, finds a teammate, Mullenauer, in the paint. Shot fake, goes up underneath a couple College Prep players. It is blocked on the play, and Mullenauer gets it back and sticks it in.
Boy, what tenacious rebounding that was by Mullenauer.
Persistence on the board by Jay. Hobbled up the rebound and laid it through. 2:18 to go here in the second period. 5-point lead for the Tigers. Shot by Mullenauer. Boy, he's deadly at the stripe. You can count it. 24-16. Jackson Center has now reeled off 16 points in a row. Once trailing, 16-8. Handling the ball, Jameer Davis, 25 feet away to Marshall. Marshall slices into the lane, and he's fouled on the wrist. Looked like Lucas Heitkamp might have gotten him on the forearm.
He was okay. He got the ball with the initial block. Then he brought his hand down and hit the arm. That's a correct call.
College Prep shoots free throws at 65% on the year. The left-hander Marshall at the stripe makes it. And that stops the bleeding. A 16-0 run by Jackson Center. 2:03 to go, second quarter. Tigers once trailed 16-8. Led 24-16 before that made foul shot. Second one, much too hard. Rebound right corner of the floor. Saved inbounds by Camden Reese. A hustle play. He flicked it to Roberts. Stolen in backcourt by Hansie Thomas. All the way to the rack for two. Head coach Scott Elkert is talking to the official. Let's see what's been ruled. Maybe a delay of game on College Prep. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
A minute 51 to go. Ball could have been swatted after it went through the net by a College Prep player.
Well, if you're setting up your diamond press, that gives you an advantage if you knock the ball away.
Exactly. Minute 49 to go. Second quarter of play. Tigers up 24-19. Ball fed ahead to Fark. Fark looked for Reese cutting. Now it's out back to Roberts. College Prep overplays tries to make a steal on nearly every pass, top of the key. Here's a twisting maneuver into the paint by Mullenauer. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound tipped around to Heitkamp. Shot blocked from behind. Taken away down the floor by Evans. Evans has it stolen right back by Heitkamp. Good theft for the Tigers. Minute 15 to go till halftime. 24-19. Jackson Center in the lead by 5. College Prep scored the last 3. Camden Reese blazes a trail down the lane to the cup. It's on the back iron and comes off. A run out. 2-on-none. Marshall to the rim. It's waved off. Let's see what's been called. A foul at midcourt against Jackson Center, saving the bust out layup, or is it a foul against College Prep?
Yeah, he's just signaled 1-and-1, but there's, I'm not sure what he called, double foul, I guess.
Team foul situation, 9 on College Prep, 5 on Jackson Center. Cincinnati College Prep was en route to an easy fast break layup, and the official stop play is College Prep was laying it in. A lot of contact, major collision at midcourt, and it was deemed by the referee to be a foul on both teams?
I think he called a double foul, but if they called a double foul, Jackson Center should be shooting free throws.
I apologize for the confusion. We're perplexed here at courtside.
Okay. It's Jackson's ball because it's a double foul, yep. So there is no free throw. They go to the arrow. That gives it to Jackson.
All of a sudden here in the last 3 or 4 minutes, this game has gotten extremely physical. 24-19, Jackson Center up 5. Tigers ball, 59.5 to go here in the second quarter. Roberts inbounding into backcourt, handled there by Camden Reese. The important final minute, Jackson Center would like a field goal here to get a little more separation. Mullenauer at the elbow. Deep right corner, Roberts. Back to Camden Reese. Feeding Mullenauer the paint. Look at him churn toward the rim. Might have walked. Threw it to Fark in the left corner. And Fark buried a three. He buried a three. Huge basket. Great momentum builder for the Tigers. They need a stop now. Up 8. 27 ticks to go, second quarter. Nolan Fark, deep, deep left corner, almost out of bounds. Pumped it home, a skyscraper. Here's a long three by Jameer Davis, short by College Prep. 12 seconds to go, first half. Tigers a chance to go up double digits. Reese at the timeline, top of the circle, right corner, Fark again. Bouncing, no good. Rebound smacked out of bounds by Roberts. 1.7 to go in the half. 27-19 Jackson Center. Let's see what Cincinnati College Prep does. College Prep, Chuck, with what, just how many points?
5 points in the second quarter, 2 baskets.
I knew it was very few. Great defense by the Tigers. Full court pressure. Here's a running 65-footer by Marshall. It is off the clock above the glass. First half ends, Jackson Center. Great second quarter. Tigers 27, Cincinnati College Prep 19 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Great. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacles makes sure you get the care you need to get you back to you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacles Sports Therapy has tweets of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a special orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacles Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the RECI Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at RECI, RUESE, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com. We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
We welcome you back to the UD Arena. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Jackson Center Tigers missed five of their first six shots to start the game. Then went 8-for-17, lead 27-19 at the half after once trailing in the first two quarters by a score of 16-8. Our halftime report brought to you by Schnippel Construction in Botkins and by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers.
Well, I'm glad they gave me stats, because now I kind of know who's on the other team.
There you go.
Shooting for Jackson Center in the first half, they were 9-of-23, 39%. 2-of-6 from behind the arc, 33. Made all 7 of their free throws. That was very helpful. College Prep, 7-of-20, 35%. They were 2-of-10 from behind the arc. Made 3-of-4 free throws. Rebounding, Jackson Center has an 18-to-10 rebounding lead, kind of surprising. 6-to-2 on the offensive boards. Turned the ball over 6 times. College Prep turned it over 4. No bench points. Points in the paint. Jackson Center 14-to-10 advantage. Individual scoring for College Prep. Jameer Davis had 6, and they had 5 from Joshua Marshall, 4 from Anthony, and 4 from Rico Johnson. They scored 14 and 5, 19 for the first half. On the other side, Jace Mullenhauer had a terrific say. He had 9 in the second quarter, 11 for the half. He had help from Cameron Reese. He had 8. They got 5 from Nolan Fark and 3 from Grant Elkert on probably the best play of the first half individual.
Yep.
They scored 8 and 19, and they lead it 27 to 19 at the half.
Yeah, the play you referred to, Chuck, Grant made a great steal, a fine takeaway, a lot of strength. At the top of the circle at one end, he thefted the basketball, went the other direction, pulled up, stopped on a dime, and sank a 3. Yeah. You noted 7 of 7 for the Tigers at the stripe. Wow, here at the UD Arena, a lot of depth behind the glass at both ends. If you can shoot a high free throw percentage, you are achieving something in this UD Arena environment, that's for certain.
No doubt.
I don't mean to be overly critical, but Josh Marshall, 1 of 9 from the floor. This is a small sample size, Jackson Center defense, but he's the Co-Southwest District Player of the Year.
Well, he's allowed to have a bad half. That's not bad mouthing yet. He's got another half to play.
There you go. Credit the Tigers have been all over him. They forced him way out on the floor. He's tried to penetrate and facilitate a little bit. If the Tigers can limit him to that, that's a success.
That is a success. Yep. But that's, I mean, at least he knows his shot's not dropping. So he is trying to get into the lane, but Jackson doing a pretty nice job.
Jackson Center 27, Cincy College Prep 19 at the break. Halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Bodkins and by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
We are the Amazing Glass Connection. Over the years, American Architectural Glass has finished hundreds of major glass installation projects, including the FC Cincinnati Soccer Complex and the B-Deck Suites at Ohio State's football stadium, and most recently at Nationwide Arena in Columbus.
Here at the Columbus Blue Jackets, as you can see, there's major glass installation that was completed in a couple of different phases by American Architectural Glass. They're over in Fort Loramie, Ohio. Many new large attractive mirrors exist in this training facility, and they were expertly installed, too.
This Blue Jackets coach highlighted the beautiful new aluminum doors and frames in the offices.
And they are also very functional and appealing, and our coaches are very pleased with how great this AAG project turned out.
The entryway to the Blue Jackets arena was enhanced with eye-catching appeal.
This custom-sized all-glass entrance from the Blue Jackets locker room to the ice arena is just awesome. Not sure this beautiful environment results in a few extra goals each night, but it sure puts some pep in the step of our players.
From storefront windows to entry doors, from wall panels to translucent panels, and from custom mirrors to custom insulated glass, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie does it all, often with Made in America products.
It's no wonder AAG is the industry's clear choice.
AAGIncOH.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Bodkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Bodkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bodkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Bodkins. Building excellence.
We start the third quarter. Jackson Center ahead by 8. Cincinnati College Prep has possession. And it's Marshall, Southwest District Co-Player of the Year, enters the lane, misses a runner, rebound Jackson Center. Here's a long 60-foot pass down the floor. Clark out of control, barrels to the rim, had it partially blocked, ball hit the underneath side of the iron. A lot of contact below the basket. I thought it was simply out of bounds. Last touch by a Tiger trying to generate the rebound, but I think a charge,
I think that's what they call
it, was whistled against the orange and black. Marshall went down. So did teammate Evans. They're both shaken up. Winner of this game will play next week on Tuesday at 5:30 against the winner of the Central District Championship game going on right now at Ohio Dominican between Patriot Academy and Galleon Northmore. The winner of that game plays the winner of this one next Tuesday, 5:30 at the Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. And that's where I was late this afternoon. They were getting ready at Trent for a big OHSAA wrestling tournament tonight.
Those wrestling tournaments start smelling towards the end of the day.
Well, Cincy College Prep has got the ball. They get a reprieve. Charge whistled against the Tigers after Jackson Center got crowded near the rim on a bust-out layup down the lane. Here's Marshall angling through the paint for College Prep. Errant pass. Tried to reach teammate Evans. Broken up at Jackson Center. Good steal. Down the floor to Mullenauer. Left corner Elkert. Tigers up 8. Try to stretch it to 10 here. Camden Reese, 35 feet away. He is being hounded 40 feet on the floor, but Kendall Anthony, deep left corner, Fark, way short on the three. It barely grazed iron, and the ball comes down to Martinez Hill, the 5'11 junior, who's in. Out back, it's fed to Marshall, looks at head coach Revels at the College Prep bench. College Prep has been known in this game to work 20, 30 seconds off the clock on a few occasions. That's how they began the third quarter, down 8. Jackson Center will allow the opponent to do this the rest of the night.
Up 8, yeah, they will. But, they need to know where Davis is because that kid can shoot the 3.
Here is Marshall angling into the lane. He is shut off. Good defense by Roberts. And then a bad pass on the arc intended for Hill.
Good defense by on the ball by Jackson Center.
Yep. And you get the sense that Cincy College Prep, like we alluded during the pregame, has not seen stingy, sticky defense like this all year long. Here's Jackson Center breaking pressure. Fark down the lane, suspends himself in the air, missed it, no good. Mullenauer goes up over the back to get the rebound. Bats it in the air, and it's pinballed out of bounds by the Lions.
Boy, they're missing some shots. They just got to forget about the defense and go up to the basket like they're the only one out there.
Right, thinking maybe a little bit too much. Tigers have missed a half dozen in close in this contest. Up 8, though. In fact, Jackson Center has held College Prep to 5 points in the last 12 minutes of this game. 27-19, Tigers are working around. Roberts 30 feet away. Roberts on the bounce, has an opening, a seam in the paint, little half-hook shot from 6 feet, hit the heel, and the rebound is punched up in the air by the Tigers, and it goes out of bounds.
3 minutes into the third quarter, Jackson could have this game over with, and it's still an 8-point game.
Yep, a scoreless third period. Both teams futile right now at the offensive end. Jackson Center's Reese hovers over Anthony, right corner. Anthony at 6'4", has been held in check pretty well. Nice job by the Tigers on him. Fark now has the assignment of shadowing Marshall. Marshall dribbling out front, tries to shake and bake and drive, can't do it. Jackson Center not allowing the Lions to get into the paint area. Here's a drive, a wicked left-handed flip shot up there by Marshall. Hit the rim, no good. Caromed way out. Cincy Prep gets the rebound. And trying to penetrate is Anzi Thomas. Foul, Jackson Center on a reach.
The most impressive part of that last play was Marshall grabbing that rebound of the wild shot he took.
Yeah,
I don't know how he got his hand back up there and grabbed it.
He must have known where that ball was going when it left his hands. It was
he knew it wasn't going in the basket.
Right, it was quite errant. Ball inbounded by the Lions, 30 feet out. It's Rico Johnson. Handoff on the play to Anthony. 4:14 to go in the third. Here's a pass below the backboard. It's a bad one. No one home for the white shirts. Out of bounds to Jackson Center. We have played half the third quarter, and nobody has tallied a single point yet.
Well, if it goes scoreless second half, Jackson's going to win by eight.
You're right. In backcourt, here's Camden Reese. He's doubled. Now to Roberts. Back to Camden. Camden gets it up and over the timeline to Fark. Here's a breakaway. 3-on-2 in the half court. Ducking underneath is Elkert. Elkert makes it, but well after a foul. A Lions player climbed the ladder on his back. It's common. Ball out of bounds. Baseline right. Roberts will trigger. And he is set to throw it in. Coach Revels gets a timeout for college prep. 3:59 to go in the third. Tigers up 8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Belle Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
Up here we go. Final 3:59, third quarter. A scoreless third period. You heard me right. Nobody's dented the scorebook yet. Jackson Center led by 8 at the break. Still up 8. Inbounds play to Mullenauer. 12-foot fadeaway at the elbow is no good. Rebound on the inside. Reese up once, twice. Yes, he's got it. 29-19, biggest lead of this game for Jackson Center. Down to 3:40 to go here in the third quarter. Left-hand dribble, Jameer Davis. Hits the cutter, Marshall into the lane. Fadeaway left-hander, shy of the mark. Rebound, Jackson Center. Marshall was not on the point that trip down. He didn't facilitate. He played the wing spot. Tigers enter inside to Elkert. On the arc to Fark for three. Ooh, it lipped the rim. Loose ball rebound, Elkert, right corner. He chucks up a three ball. Bullseye! Bullseye! 13-point spread. 32-19. The gap is 13 points. Tigers trying to break this open. Cincy College Prep's offense has wilted. Outside the arc on the left, it is Marshall. Around the top of the circle, he feeds to Hamzy Thomas. Thomas, the number 5, Rico Johnson, College Prep, still very slow on offense. Not pushing it one bit. Here's a drive by Marshall from the right corner. Goes into the lane area. A late deal to Anthony. He missed the gimme. Rebound Jackson Center. Long throw to Mullenauer. Mullenauer to the rim. It's on the iron. It drops. It's good.
I don't know how he got a hold of that ball, but it was a nice shot.
34-19. Jackson Center sprinting to a 15-point advantage. 2:18 to go in the third. College Prep's Marshall launches a long 25-footer. Swisharoo! This club, Cincy Prep, had 16 points way back midway second quarter. Here is Jackson Center hustling up the floor. Bad shot by Mullenauer. He was motoring. Lickety split toward the rim. Gunned it.
Yeah, he never got himself set. I'm not sure how he even got that up on the rim.
It was touched far side of the floor by College Prep. Went out of bounds. Tigers in the person of Reed Platfoot will throw in. Minute 56 to go here in the third. It was 16-8 midway through the second in favor of College Prep. Since then, a 26-6 run by the Tigers. Oh, look at that maneuver by Camden Reese. That was special. Woo, was that special. Camden Reese slashed through the lane area. Looked like he threw it up there with the left hand.
He went through his left hand. That's the only way he could get it up there. Used the rim to block the defender.
Well done to Camden. It hit the glass, the rim, and then trickled right down through. The lead is now 14. Here's the ball thrown left corner to Hansie Thomas for College Prep.
Steps out of bounds.
And his heel is on the line. 16-8 game in favor of College Prep midway through period number two has turned into a 36-22 blowout. A 28-6 run by the Tigers. Here's Fark to midcourt to Mullenauer. They beat the pressure. Mullenauer's foul line jumper is pure. It's perfect.
That is as good a form as you're going to see on a jump shooter on any level.
1 minute to go, third quarter, 38-22, Tigers. 30 feet away, it's Marshall. Marshall, skyscraper of a three ball, way up in the atmosphere. Hit the ring, bounced to Reese of Jackson Center, and he makes a bad pass up the floor for Flatfoot. Not touched by College Prep. And it goes out of bounds. Head coach Scott Elkert, coaching all the time, says, was there any need for that?
Not with 40 seconds to go. You want to get a good shot. Maybe not the last shot with that much, but a better shot.
Right. Here is Marshall on the arc. Dribbles with the left hand. The south ball bounces, steps back, doesn't shoot. Goes right flank to Rico Johnson. Here's Anzi Thomas. Now Rico's got it outside the arc on the right. 20 seconds, 19, 18, late third quarter. Jackson Center has busted this game apart, leading 38-22. And College Prep is going to settle for one, down to 16. 7, 6, 5, dribbling. Marshall is on the arc, inside the arc. A long deuce, way left, rebound Mullenauer. Third quarter's in the books. It's all Tigers up 38-22 at the end of three on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Don't forget here on ScoresBroadcast.com, we return to the airwaves tomorrow at 12:30 from Vidalia Butler. It's the girls' Division IV regional championship between Tri-Village and Fort Loramie. The Patriots and Redskins go at it. Number one, Tri-Village. Number two, Fort Loramie. Tip off at 1. We're on the air at 12:30. Again, the winner of this game, and it looks like it's going to be the Jackson Center Tigers, returns to Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena on Tuesday at 5:30 against the winner of tonight's Central District Championship game between Galley and Northmore and Patriot Academy. Tigers with a bad pass, sloppy turnover to start the fourth, although leading 38-22.
Yeah, but you don't want to take your foot off the gas.
And it looks like Cincy College Prep has the way they are very methodically bringing the ball down the floor.
All of them dribble the ball really well, but they never go anywhere.
Here's a long, long three, a 28-footer by Hansie Thomas, way short. Rebound to Mullenauer. He darts up the floor. A foul line jumper. A lot of rim. It stays in. Down through the cylinder. Feather-like touch by Mullenauer.
Well, you got the player of the year right there, and then you got the better player playing for Jackson Center.
Very well put. 7:10 to go in the game. Here is Kendall Anthony. Explodes into lane, and Camden Reese ripped it right away from him. College Prep stole it back. Low on the left, it's Hansie Thomas, and then he retreats beyond the arc, and he shoots a long bomb, a 30-footer. Good defense for the Tigers. Shot was heavy. Weak side rebound, Jackson Center. Camden Reese powers down the floor to Elkert. 6:44 to go. 40-22, Jackson Center. 6:30 remaining in the game. Mullenauer being checked very tightly by Thomas. Hand off to Fark. Back to Elkert. And Elkert is called for using an elbow when Hansie Thomas of College Prep was virtually frisking him from head to toe.
I thought you said the wrestling was down at Trent.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it was a very well-refereed game up to that point. And that was a miserable call that went against Jackson Center. The Tigers player was clearly fouled. Foul went against Jackson Center. Timeout called. 6:29 left in the game. Jackson Center up 18 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. 628-2645. Steeler, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at Steve and Ted Services.
You know, for a brand to stand out, it's got to be trusted. Can't be perceived as any other store or website. Must be trusted by its customers, and that's the case with Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center and insurance agents Greg and Ryan Woolley, offering individual and personalized service and attention that you trust and need to be assured you are properly insured. Allen Ball is independent, offering coverage through several reputable companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Give Allen Ball Insurance a call at 937-596-6712. They'll be more than happy to meet with you, to know you, and understand your insurance needs. Trust and count on AllenBallInsurance.com, AllenBaugh, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, doing business for over 55 years in person and with a handshake. And finally, breaking the long drought is Cincy College Prep with a driving layup. But guess what? Mullenauer counters. He's got a patent on that 15-16-foot jumper.
Absolutely. He got a hand in his face that time. Defender right there.
5'10", Jace Mullenauer elevates beautifully on the jump shot. Outstanding form. When he's locked in, has his feet set, look out. Here's a long triple try by Marshall. It is no good. Hits the rim. Bounds into the right corner. Tell you what, Chuck, he's going to wind up two or three for darn near 20. 42-24, Jackson Center. Marshall, the Co-Southwest District Player of the Year, is way off tonight thanks to the Tigers' defense. Jackson Center with a throw down inside toward the basket, and it is popped up in the air out of bounds off College Prep. 5:10 to go in the game, 18-point difference.
Well, having watched both of them play, Tyler Galuch is much better than Joshua Marshall.
So you're
at least in the two games I've seen.
So you're saying with his vote, you would have broken the tie with a nod to Galuch?
I would have given it to Jace Mullenauer.
That's a better pick. Here is Grant Elkert on the dribble. No, it's Camden Reese, 35 feet away. He's tied up in knots by Rico Johnson, who's too physical,
second
and fouls
foul.
Him.
That's the second foul called in the second half on a team that is doing nothing but putting hands on to try to control them.
Well, one of the players is Hansy.
Hansy, he is too.
Hansy Thomas.
I like the name. Rico Hansy.
4:58 to go. It was a common personal. Tigers possession. Camden Reese at the foul line. Almost walked. Gave it up to Fark. 42-24 Tigers. Fark down the left side. Now rotates on top. Chasing him is Kendall Anthony. Look at Fark go to work. Down the right side of the lane. No. Long rebound College Prep. A run out the other way by Rico Johnson. Up and good. 42-26 Jackson Center. Ball lobbed to Mullenauer at midcourt. Four straight points by College Prep. Mullenauer, late feed below the rim to Fark. Fark spins it up and in. Oh, it went around like a top, went down through the cylinder, and he was hit hard in the backside as he put the shot up and in.
I'm not sure how he held onto the ball, yet alone made a basket.
Free throw coming for Fark. Biggest lead was 42-22. It's now 44-26 with 4:21 to go in the fourth quarter. Clark toes the line here for Jackson Center. Eyes the basket. It bounces, no good. Little strong. Rebound to Marshall of College Prep. Marshall on the bounce with the left hand. Hands off to Jameer Davis. Davis knifes through the paint, flips it up on the go, off the iron, rebound Mullenauer. Mullenauer sprints the other way. Oh, a driving left-handed layup, a long layup from 6 feet out, and he pumps it in. Mullenauer on fire, Chuck.
21 now for the young man. He had two at the quarter.
Here is a pass on the play to Jameer Davis. Davis into the top of the circle, meets resistance at the foul line, and is fouled by a Tiger. 3:46 to go, 46-26. That rematch is the biggest lead.
Roberts had such a good offensive game against Loramie, and he hadn't even taken a shot tonight.
Yep, he has not had to. Everyone else doing the damage. Here's a triple try from distance on the play by Hill of College Prep. It's no good. The ball hits the rim so hard, goes 20 feet out on the floor. Collected again by Rico Johnson. Rico Johnson puts it on the deck, and he bears down toward the basket, fouled. A blocking personal against Jackson Center. Ruled to be in the act of shooting. A couple of free throws here for Rico Johnson. What does Marshall have on the night, Chuck, for points?
He's got eight.
17 and a half below his per game average. Free throw good. Pumped in by Rico Johnson. Don't forget Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, across from Brookins. Beautiful care, beautiful hair. That will be the result of your visit to Cutaway. 40 years doing business at Cutaway Styling Salon. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Stylist Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Handicapped accessible, open Monday through Saturday. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. Second free throw made by College Prep. And the Jackson Center beats pressure. And guess who scores again?
It's Mullenauer on the pass from Elkert.
Jace was on the race down the floor. Assist Grant Elkert. And it's 48-28 in favor of Jackson Center. At Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, it's our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Here is another left-hander letting one fly. Hansie Thomas overshoots it for College Prep. Rebound Tigers, and going 60 feet all the way to the cup and laying it in off the window is Mullenauer, the man of the hour. Long three ball by Marshall. He rattles the rim, and it stays home. Triple, a trifecta by Marshall of College Prep. 50-31, Tigers, 2:19 to go. Sloppy pass, midcourt, two-on-one break, College Prep. Here is a backward layup, tried on the play by Johnson. No good, tip is in by Hansie Thomas. Timeout, College Prep. 50-33, Jackson Center, 2:12 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
And welcome back to the UD Arena. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Jackson Center Tigers will punch their ticket to a regional semifinal next Tuesday night at 5:30. against the winner of the Galleon Northmore Patriot Academy game over at Ohio Dominican. It's taking place right now. And then in the nightcap at 8 on Tuesday, Rushi and Troy Christian. That rounds out the D4 regional here in 2023. Division 4 at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Congrats to the Rushi Raiders and Jackson Center Tigers. Here's Nolan Fart, and he's got a little avenue down the left side of the lane, and he takes the road right to the rim, hacked on the arm, and he's awarded two. As I've alluded two or three times tonight, College Prep was ahead 16-8. Jackson Center got off to a very slow beginning here tonight, missed five of their first six. Some short shots would not fall. And midway through the second quarter, Jackson Center was down 8. But since that point in time, a run of 35-17 in favor of the Orange and Black. Bryson Roberts sits down. Fark at the free throw line for Jackson Center, up and in. Second shot good also. Both of them perfect. 19-point difference, 52-33. 90 seconds to go in the game. Long three ball by Marshall off to the right. Be careful, Jace. Mullenauer went high for the rebound. Up and over the back of Rico Johnson. And the official says Johnson touched it.
He did touch it last.
Could have been a foul call, wasn't
it? They haven't called a lot of fouls.
Nope. Tigers will inbound. It goes in backcourt to Camden Reese, up the right side to Fark. Fark steamrolls to the rack. No one guarded him. Up and in for two more. 54-33. 21-point spread. That's the biggest. Oh, that looked like an offensive foul. Clearly charging, but it's ruled a block. Perhaps moving ever so slightly on the play for Jackson Center was Lucas Hartle. Not going to quibble too much about that one. This game has long since been decided. It is a 1-1 situation. Nope, it was said to be in the act of shooting. Two free throws for the team in white. Jameer Davis sinks it. And it's 54-34. Elkert out, Reese out. Reed Platt put back on the floor. Head coach Scott Elkert substitutes freely here in the waning moments of this game. Second shot, Jameer Davis. Way up in the air, a high one. It floats in and out. Rebound to Mullenauer, ahead to Fark. And Fark is plowed into 30 feet from the rim by Hansie Thomas. And the clock comes to a halt once more. A minute 8 to go in the fourth. 54-34 in favor of Jackson Center.
And the next game starts at 8.
Baseline left to Reed Flatfoot. Oh, nice job. One dribble by Reed. Used his body as a shield and cradled that thing up and in off the window with the left hand. Good job by Flatfoot. Here's a long left-handed three by Marshall again, and his shots all night long, Chuck. Crooked right, crooked left, short, long. He has shot it miserably. It will be curious to see the final stats on the shooting for this Go Southwest District Player of the Year. 56-34 Tigers, 36 seconds to go. Wholesale changes by both teams. Tiger faithful behind us. Go Bananas.
Yeah, 22-point win in the district. You've done something. And that was with a really bad start to the game.
Yes. Yeah, Jackson Center mired in a shooting slump early on. What, 8 points, Chuck, in the first 11 minutes? Something like that?
Yeah. Now they got 56.
But the Tigers have sprinted to victory, scoring 48 points in the last little over 2.5 quarters. That's saying something. Here's a deep three, left corner. Tigers short, no good. 18 seconds left on the clock here in this game. Another long heave, rebound down to College Prep with 6 ticks to go. It's at midcourt. Dribble drive down the right side of the lane. Traveling is called with 3.5 to go. So with the exception of either Patriot Academy or Galleon Northmore, the regional at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena, boys D4 for Tuesday is set. In game one at 5:30, Jackson Center against the winner of that game in Columbus. It's going on right now. Should be close to over. Started at 6. Between Galleon Northmore, it's Tuesday at 8-7. Going my third trip there in 20 years. Looking forward to it, Chuck.
Oh, I would imagine.
This has gone up about a degree a day or so. Here's win by 22. Jackson Gamert. A wrap-up of scoring and stats. Eventually, head coach Scott Elkert will come our way. Trick over Cincinnati College Prep on scoresbroadcast.com.
Who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Bodkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super strip loin steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Myers at 303 North Main in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging. Pinnacle Sports Therapy. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has physical therapy and sports rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy. 7-phone-9-1491 to start moving forward.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. And feel well and look sharp. 937-596 weekday Saturdays. Side pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you
well. We welcome you back here to the UD Arena. Apologize for a drop occasionally in volume right now. Everybody on the Jackson Center side of the phones taking pictures or sending texts or talking on the phone at the district championship. We're in competition at the nearest Verizon Tower with everybody in the arena right now. And occasionally we take, as we just did, Jackson Center Tigers receiving their district championship hardware after a resounding 56-34 win over Cincinnati College Prep. Chase defensively, phenomenal, holding co-district player of the 18 shooting, Chuck. Unbelievable.
Yeah, he was 3 of 19. He was 2 and 11 from behind the arc. I mean, you see the quickness. You see how, against teams that couldn't keep him away from the rim, how he scores that kind of points. But he's never seen anything quite like that team in gray tonight defensively.
Now, he wanted to go downhill all night long. Couldn't slice below the foul line. He just could not get into the thick of the Tigers' defense and score from there or assist and facilitate from there. He was bottled up all night, and as a long-range shooter, not very good. At least tonight, he was not.
No, and Jackson turned the ball. First three times they had the ball, they turned it only 8 more times for the game, and against the fact that they never took the pressure off defensively, I thought they did a nice job handling the basketball.
Let's take a look at the scoring. Mullenauer, the man of the hour for the Orange and Black.
Yeah, Jace had 25. Mullenauer was 10 of 17 from the line, 5 of 5 from the free throw line. He also had 13 rebounds to go with those 25 points. Jackson was 22 of 48, 45%. 3 of 11 shooting threes, not great, but in this building, not unheard of. 9 of 10 from the free throw line, outstanding. College prep, 12 of 41, 29%, 4 of 20 from behind the arc, and 6 of 8 from the free throw line. Terrific, terrific win for Jackson Center, and it's going to be tough. But each one needs to win their next game, but I want to see a Jackson-Rushi rematch.
Could very well occur 1 week from this very night at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena, Patriot Academy, or Galleon Northmore. And, of course, Rushi has got Troy Christian in the second game at Kettering on Tuesday night. Then the two winners come back and play at 7 next Friday for a berth in the state Final Four.
Well, Rushi actually ran Troy Christian out of the gym in the second half at Rushi during the season. That game will mean nothing on Tuesday. He will have his young men prepared and ready to go.
Well, we saw Troy Christian put on a clinic, an absolute clinic, against a one-loss Riverview East team on Wednesday night after Rushi won in the opener. We'll take a break. Clancy's underwrites are star of the game. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Welcome back to the UD Arena. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee and Jackson Center head coach Scott Elkert. His boys won easily tonight, 56-34 over Cincy College Prep. Scott, not an easy start, but your club settled in, adjusted, and held the Coast Southwest District Player of the Year to 3 of 19 shooting. Your defense was spectacular, and Jace Mullenauer was phenomenal.
Yep. Jace's kind of game, and it was a great, outstanding team defensive effort. You don't shut a kid down like that with one guy. So our team defense was on display. We did get off to a slow start, but I attribute that to their quickness. We had to settle in and get adjusted. And once we did, then things just kind of flowed. We had a hard time finishing, you know, at the rim today in the third quarter, which is atypical of us. But regardless, we kept D'ing it up. And, yeah, so it was good. We needed this. Something the kids have been shooting for since last year at this time.
Hey, you once trailed in this game 16-8,
yep,
and finished outscoring the opponent 48-18, a 30-point swing. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, just phenomenal. We knew it was going to take that kind of effort out of all our guys.
Players are getting the job done at crunch.
They have a lot of confidence in each other, and they trust, and that's the key.
Play tonight as good as any we've seen all year.
Yeah, it was nice.
Oh, he stole the ball at the top of the circle. Did it, Chuck.
Yep.
But before you knew it, Pep was driven a sleight of hand maneuver, swiped it a pickpocket, and stopped on a dime at the other end.
He did.
And drilled a three.
Yep. No. Hey, thanks, guys. Let me get out here with these guys.
Oh, relish in the district championship. Trimming down the net. Head coach Scott Elkert, Jackson Center Tigers. Congrats to him. He wants to celebrate with the Elkert family and the Jackson Center Tigers.
The net. He's probably got about 1,000 of them in a drawer at home.
Oh, my goodness. Whew. The Tigers, adjusted. That was the key.
Yep.
The college prep played at a slow pace. Might have been more difficult in Jackson Center had college prep been able to somewhat successfully speed the game up, but it allowed Jackson Center time to make a modification, settle in, and get the feel for the UD Arena floor, the court, the environment, and the opponent. And then Jackson Center blew away the Lions of college prep over the last 2.5 quarters.
Well, college prep dribbled the ball. They had some great ball handlers,
yep,
but they didn't go anywhere.
Nope.
They would stay in the same place, go between their legs, go behind their back, but they weren't getting to the rim.
Nope.
And I think they saw, they were excited when they had that 16-8 lead. When Jackson started rolling, they looked like a bus hit them. They were done, and Jackson just needed to play out the string.
Yep. Don't forget now, tomorrow, 12:30 airtime on scoresbroadcast.com from Vandalia Butler. Fort Loramie girls, Tri-Village girls. Tri-Village number one in the state in D4. Fort Loramie number two. They lock horns for a regional championship and a berth in the state Final Four. Looking ahead down the road, this region winner in D4 girls would play at the state right here at the UD Arena on Thursday at 8, the following week, and Saturday at 2 in a state championship.
Well, Fort Loramie has as good a chance as anybody to get there because they're playing. I mean, Tri-Village is an outstanding basketball team, but so is Fort Loramie. And, boy, in a one-game contest like this, Carla Siegel, I like her chances.
Certainly Fort Loramie an edge in depth. Tri-Village,
oh,
with loads of senior leadership.
Yeah, they do. Riley Sagister is a better three-point shooter than Marshall, I guarantee you that right now. It's going to be a contest.
I tell you what, Chuck, you've had some lines tonight.
It might have been that I saw my light flash before my eyes when I was sliding down the interstate coming down here.
Yeah, it was like one long continuous canal for me on 675 here to the UD Arena. It was probably worse on I-75. Thank goodness it wasn't 10 inches of snow.
Yeah.
That was the forecast a week ago. There you go. Grant Elkert atop the ladder. He and Scott trimming down the last little pieces of the netting. Celebratory of a district championship here at the UD Arena, 56-34 over Cincy College Prep. The Tigers have now played 26 games on the year. Chuck, this was win number 25 in a row.
In a row. And Jace Mullenauer had 25, so I think there's something about that number that's going to take them all the way through. They're as good as anybody in the state, including the team I can never remember the name of up around.
The AAU club.
Yeah, that is AAU.
Up in the Cleveland area. So many thanks to our great online listenership. By the way, last night at Vandalia Butler, over the span of two games, we had at one point 3,500 joined. Between 3,500 and 3,600 listeners last night to the two Division IV regional semifinal games, girls action at Butler. Huge crowd joining us last night on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to our online listeners here once again this evening. Thanks to Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer, until tomorrow at 12:30, bidding you good evening from the UD Arena. Jackson Center, 56. Cincy College Prep, 34. Tigers earn the district title like Rushi, and it's on to the regional next Tuesday here on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A. Your number one insurance agency in the region. region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GothneyFurniture.com. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. A Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.